Having forestalled a professional crisis, that monkey was, at least for now, off my back. And with no way of anticipating the gorilla that was waiting for me in the fall, the rest of that summer was a parenthesis of bliss. The Pollens Vineyard home, a tiny but sweet reconfigured fishing shack nestled in the dunes overlooking Menemsha Sound, was for Tracy, Sam, and me as cozy as a hug. Our days were spent at the beach or riding our bikes along Lobsterville Road. 2-year-old Sam was in his glory. A curious tide pool detective, he'd spend hours chasing horseshoe crabs along the muddy banks of Menemsha Pond. Each night, Tracy and I sipped wine on the veranda and watched the sunset. On mornings when Sam was restless and I wanted Tracy to enjoy the rare luxury of sleeping late, I'd scoop him up and sitting on the porch, we'd watch that same sun rise up to greet another perfect summer day. I remember the warm paternal satisfaction I felt pointing out to Sam the various wonders of a vineyard morning. Energized by the success of the movie, which continued to play strongly through the rest of the summer, I resolved to get myself in shape, cut back on the beers, lose a few pounds. There's no more beautiful place to jog than Martha's Vineyard, particularly along the winding beach roads of Gayhead. I designed my run so that in the beginning the ocean breezes would cool me down, and on the second half gently push me toward home. Near the end of our stay, I decided to go for it and do the entire 5-mile loop along Moship Trail. It was late afternoon on a particularly gorgeous day. A cyclist passed by and offered me a friendly tip of his bike helmet. I was pretty sure it was James Taylor, and I considered that a good sign. After a strong start, I began to falter in the home stretch. It was taking longer than I'd expected, but I wasn't worried, just spent. About a 1/2 mile from the turn down the dirt driveway to the house, I saw Tracy driving toward me. She pulled over, got out of the car, and waved me to a stop. She appeared slightly stricken. "Are you okay?" she asked. I assured her that I was, but that I may have overestimated my stamina. After all, I was almost 30 now. This was meant as a joke, but it did little to alter the expression on her face. "You look like hell," she said. "The left side of your body is barely moving. Your arm isn't swinging at all. I don't think you should run anymore until you get a chance to see a doctor. I think you should make an appointment as soon as we get back to the city." I promised that I would. Tracy gave me a ride the rest of the way home.